And I'm as happy as a moonbeam in the middle. I'm as playful as a kitten with a string. Yeah, I guess I got enthusiasm. I don't know why. Lord knows, after what I've been through in life, I still got my enthusiasm. Seems like I always start out with the best intentions, and I always end up squealing like a pig. I guess it was pretty embarrassing that first time as a teenager I walked into that drugstore. Yeah. I walked into that drugstore on a quest that every young teenage lad sooner or later makes. I'll never forget the sweaty palms, the furtive glances over my shoulder before going in. Finally, walking up to the drug counter. Oh, nowadays they got them dangling in the display rack where one can just buy them and leave. Back in those days, late 60s, I had to ask the druggist. Oh. I remember that guy came around and said, "Yes, young man, can I help you?" I said, "Well, I'm here." He said, "I understand." He kind of smiled. He said, "You need some protection." I said, "Yes, exactly." He said, "Well, here you go. No fuss, no muss. Let me bag them right up for you. Get them right in the bag. Yeah, no need to prolong your..." I said, "Hey, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that." So I paid the guy. He smiled. He said, "You got a big date tonight." I said, "Buddy, have I got a date tonight? Have I got a date tonight? Ah!" I take a thought. Can you... make me a double order of these things. Make me double order these things. He said, "Boy, oh boy, you want a call?" I said, "Buddy, confidence has nothing to do with it. I mean, I got this dame's number from the football team. And it seems like she has been very close to the football team, if you know what I'm saying. There was a frat party the other one. Anyway, I don't want to get into it, but I'll tell you something. This is like, what guaranteed, you know, like dyed in the wool. I mean, this is no ins, ifs, or buts. I'm tempted to skip the dinner, you know? I'm tempted to skip the movie and go right to the old Killaroonie here. Yeah, I'm taking a triple my order. It's going to be a long night. I get to, hey, you better throw some vitamin E in there. So I'm standing there laughing with the druggist. I finally left. You're spending about $25 in there. So I went home and I put on my aqua velva, put on my best pair of chinos, rolled up a pack of Camels in my sleeve, and I went there to pick up that thing. I sat there. Rang her doorbell. I said, "Like a lamb to the slaughter, she'll do what she ought to when she sees what I bought her." So, her mother opened the door and she said, "My daughter will be down in just a second, but first my husband would like to meet you and talk to you." So I sat down, I started talking to her father, and he starts asking me questions, and I'm looking at him, and she finally came down, and by that time I was soaked in sweat. I mean, I had big sweat rings under my arms and on my back, and I'm nervous. I'm saying, "Yes, sir. No, sir. I'll have her home by 9 o'clock. She said, "Nino, come on, let's go. You're embarrassing me in front of my parents." And so we left and we walked down the driveway to my car. She said, "Geez, you never told me you were the nervous type." I said, "Well, you never told me your daddy was a pharmacist."
He's shrieking live on Friday night, The Grease Man on DC 101.
What will you do with all the money?